every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, June 11th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
San Luis Obispo man arrested for alleged domestic violence incident. Tickets go on sale for Phil Wickham at California Mid-State Fair this Friday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. San Luis Obispo Police responded to a call yesterday morning about a suspected domestic violence incident. SLO police say the call came in at about 11 a.m. from a concerned citizen, suspecting that the incident occurred in a residence at the 300 block of South Street. Officers located a female victim and began investigating. They determined felony domestic battery occurred by the suspect, Jeremy Alt, who had fled before officers arrived. Alt returned to the area and entered the residence where the victim was. Officers responded and began negotiating with him to surrender. The female victim was able to leave the residence during these negotiations. Alt eventually exited the residence at about 1:15 p.m. and was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony domestic battery. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will kick off tonight. Concerts in the Park will continue weekly on Thursday nights through August 20th, except for July 2nd and the 23rd. Kicking off the 2026 season at 6 p.m. tonight will be Mini Nova, a Central Coast band performing Latin rock, soul, and jazz music. Concerts in the Park are free to attend and feature great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the Paso Robles downtown city park. Tickets to go on sale for Phil Wickham at California Mid-State Fair this Friday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, June 12th, for another act at the California Mid-State Fair Concert Series. Phil Wickham will perform Sunday, July 19th, in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, with special guest Bodie opening the show. Wickham is a Grammy-nominated worship artist whose songs are performed in churches around the world. The Grammy-nominated album, I Believed, reached number one on Billboard's Top Christian Albums chart in 2024. His platinum-certified singles include This Is Amazing Grace, Living Hope, and Battle Belongs. The California Mid-State Fair runs July 15th through July 26th. The City of Atascadero's Summer Movies in the Park series will be starting this Saturday, June 13th, and will return again August 29th. Movies are family-friendly and will begin about 15 minutes after sunset at Colney Park Softball Field 2, 5599 Traffic Way. Before the movie will be a variety of fun games and activities for the whole family at 7 p.m. The movie this Saturday will be Zootopia 2, a sequel to Disney's Zootopia, where Judy Hopps and Nicholas Wilde unravel a conspiracy about the origins of the city. On August 29th will be the movie Footloose. Ren McCormick moves from Chicago to a small Midwestern town, facing an uphill battle as he discovers the town has made dancing and rock music illegal. Both movies are free to enjoy for the community. Central Coast candidate for State Insurance Commissioner Stacey Korsgaden officially announced her concession earlier this week in a Facebook post. Stacey's post says, quote, "After the latest ballot returns, it is clear that there is no path to the general election for my campaign." She says that she is deeply humbled for the opportunity to run. She, however, also offers a word of caution, saying, quote, "The next insurance commissioner will inherit one of the most consequential jobs in state government. The insurance system is broken. What should be a stable industry serving policyholders has been damaged by political mismanagement and a lack of respect for market forces." She concludes her statement by saying, quote, "I remain committed to advocating for policies that serve the people of California and protect the promise of this great state." As of this morning, Stacey has received 1.2 million votes. In the newest round of election results released by the Clerk Recorder's Office, James D'Antona continues to lead in the District 2 race and Jimmy Paulding in the District 4 race. The unprocessed ballot report says about 17 ballots remain to be processed in San Luis Obispo County. The next vote results are expected tonight by 6 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Astros 3-2, the Athletics over the Brewers 4-3, the Pirates beat the Dodgers 9-8, the Giants over the Nationals 11-10, the Padres beat the Reds 5-4, the Yankees over the Guardians 8-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Pirates. In California news, an Oroville cult leader was sentenced to 225 years to life in prison for sexually abusing young girls in Butte County. The jury convicted 59-year-old Susanne Vang on multiple sex crimes. Prosecutors say Vang founded the cult in Wisconsin before relocating followers to several locations and eventually settling in Oroville. His charges say are three counts of rape that involved the girls and women within the religious organization he led, alongside eight counts of child molestation. A California socialite, Rebecca Grossman, has been ordered by a Los Angeles jury to pay $21 million in punitive damage to the parents of two young brothers who died when her car struck them in a hit-and-run collision. The incident occurred in September 2020, where Grossman was driving recklessly, drinking margaritas with former Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Scott Erickson. Erickson was driving a separate vehicle, and he did not hit the boys. Grossman's vehicle hit and killed them. The California court system released a memorial for Jake Deere, who served as chief supervising attorney of California Supreme Court. He died on Friday, June 5th, at the age of 69. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, Superior Livestock Auction is preparing to kick off its 2026 summer video auction sale season with the annual Corn Belt Classic next week in South Sioux City, Nebraska. Superior's world champion livestock auctioneer Ralph Wade told me that the Corn Belt Classic still remains one of the company's premier summer events.
You know, you're exactly right, Russell. I mean, you know, here we go on our summer run. We like to call it, you know, we start out right here at the Corn Belt Classic, and this year we've got a little over 74,000 cattle that we're going to be offering up, and that'll be on the 16th and 17th of June.
And as the summer marketing season begins, he describes the current cattle market as one of the strongest he has witnessed throughout his decades in the livestock industry.
And I've said this over and over before, the perfect storm finally came about, and I think we all knew this was coming at some point. But none of us thought it would be as good as it is today.
Now, even though consignments for the Corn Belt Classic have closed, producers still have several opportunities to market cattle through Superior this summer. For a complete sale schedule and consignment deadlines, visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
Growers across the region have successfully planted another Molson Coors barley crop, and before too long, combines will be rolling through the golden ripe fields. Hi, this is Spencer Ratliff from Fairfield. Bill Coors coined the phrase, barley is to beer as grapes are to wine, and he's right. That's why Molson Coors uses Moravian barley, a variety bred to be one of the highest quality and best yielding varieties available. And it's true, there's a little bit of Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming barley in every Coors Banquet and Coors Light. We are proud to raise barley for Molson Coors.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for volume, quality, and selection. June 16th and 17th, Superior's Corn Belt Classic video auction heads to South Sioux City, Nebraska. More than 70,000 head of calves, yearlings, and bred stock will sell over two big days. See every lot in high-quality video and bid online from anywhere. Register today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock has been a leader in livestock marketing for nearly 40 years. Don't miss the Corn Belt Classic, June 16th and 17th. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free. So come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you at truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed multiple cases of New World screwworm cases in Texas this month. The flesh-eating pest was eradicated from North America decades ago, but made a resurgence in Mexico beginning in November 2024. It poses a significant threat to cattle and can also affect other livestock, wildlife, pets, and in rare cases, people. The reemergence of the New World screwworm in the United States after 60 years will have an immediate impact on farmers and ranchers in the affected areas. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said in a statement, "We are confident that the long-standing coordination between the states and USDA will enable a quick response and hopefully limit the negative impacts and resulting market volatility." Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies this weekend into Wednesday next week, partly cloudy on Thursday. Upper 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, low 90s on Monday and Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday, 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRO News Time is 6:20.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Prices before they reach consumers jumped again last month. The producer price index for May rose more than expected, up 1.1%. The PPI measures prices at the wholesale level. The increase was more than estimated. High energy prices are impacting inflation. Excluding food and energy, the PPI was up just 0.4%. For the year ending in May, the PPI rose 6.5%, the steepest increase since November of 2022. But core PPI for the year came in at 4.9%. New claims for unemployment benefits rose by 4,000 last week to 229,000. The European Central Bank raised rates this morning, and now traders are pricing in that the Federal Reserve will raise rates at least once before the end of this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This summer, escape to the elegance of Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles with the exclusive Tuscan Vita room offer. Stay two nights and enjoy 50% off your second night in a luxurious premium Prelude King or premium Prelude Queen guest room. Relax with complimentary self-park and Wi-Fi. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com or call 805-369-2500 to reserve your stay.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room! I am bothered by those rats in my room! By those dirty little rats in my room! I can't stand rats in my room!
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Dachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this. I almost said Wednesday. I don't want Wednesday. I just want to go forward and get rid of that upper 90s. So it would be Thursday, the day after Wednesday, I think, unless they've changed that.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to
the Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off. The soap opera continues about the pot selling and everything. Karen and Linda will be in to talk about that. And anyway, so there you go. Let's see here. What else? Oh, I thought I had. Oh, yes, an email came in. Well, Chris, it's not about the yearbook. So
we might finally be moving past it.
I think we have.
Well, we'll find out on Monday, I guess.
Or tomorrow.
No, I suspect what will happen is tomorrow we won't hear from it, and then on Monday it'll just resurge again. It's when you least expect it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, this one, since this is fairly new from yesterday, let's see here. Free lunch for Paso schools. Since there is no registration, how do the people who hand out the food know if the kids are even in the school district, and do the kids even have to be present? I don't know how it works. I have no idea. I'm sure somebody out there knows how it is if there's no registration, because I thought a little bit about it yesterday when I was going home that, okay, so can somebody show up and say, well, my kids are at camp, or, you know, come up with something and say, yeah, and I got four kids, give me four. I have no idea. I have no idea. If there's no registration, what's the difference? Okay. Which, by the way, I'm interested because they don't, I think part of the release, Chris, had to do with the schools don't want the kids suffering and they want them being healthy or something along those lines, right?
Well, I remember the healthy part. I don't think suffering was the word used at all.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't use suffering because... Anyway, so, I was thinking about this. We have an obesity problem, or at least a weight problem, with many of the youths, not only in California, but across the United States. I was just a little curious on that. Now I realize many factors play into that. But anyway, so, and the blame, I like this, that the blame on particularly children for either being overweight or obesity, again, it says here, heavily driven by income disparities, racial demographics, and geographic access to nutritional foods and safe play areas. Well, everything is racial, we know that. And I guess a question for me is, the income disparities, does that mean that somehow poor people become fatter? I don't know. There's no explanation here. None whatsoever. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Let's see here, ladies and gentlemen. One of the issues that will be coming up in November here locally will be the school bond. And to increase your property taxes, which you're already paying for three of them right now. Two from the school district and one from Cuesta. And according to something that somebody sent me, is that Grover Beach pays the highest property taxes in the county. But what was sent in, again, this is somebody with numbers who could do this or maybe explain it to the rest of us. So, you know, what city, Grover Beach, has the highest property tax rate according to county records. And that's because Grover Beach has several additional or higher bonds and leases compared to other cities. All right. Property owners in only two incorporated cities in the county, Paso Robles and Grover Beach, have to pay city bonds. How about that? Bet you didn't know that. And although Grover Beach has the highest property taxes by city, areas of Paso Robles have the highest property taxes by location. This is on the county records, folks. Based on all tax rates within the county limits, two areas in Paso Robles share the highest property tax rates in the county. Something to think about, or I bet you're surprised by that. Okay. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, anything regarding that? And also we have regarding, Chris, when you were in school, did they have vocational classes?
What's a vocational class?
You know, the trades.
Oh, I'm not certain. I suspect there might have been some, but if there were, I didn't take them or I didn't pay attention to, okay. You know, taking them to begin with.
Because, you know, Skills USA, which is a very, very good program.
Agreed.
But one of the things that's happening here, and again, this is because of decisions made by adults decades ago. And what they're trying to do is get new financial aid, meaning grants, Pell Grants, however you want to describe them, but I'll describe it as taxpayer money, for the job training for the skilled positions, whether it's auto mechanics, fixing the air, plumbers, all that other kind of stuff. And they rely heavily, of course, on the federal government because we've pushed, and not all, but in many cases, we've pushed that out of the classrooms. Well, why did they push this out of the classrooms? Well, that got us into a heck of a lot of problems, particularly those who were paying back college loans for jobs that didn't turn out quite what their dreams were. Because, and many of you remember this, that many school systems around the country, and I'll throw parents in this as well, it was the aggressive college for all push. And so the push began in the 80s, maybe mid to late 80s, even 90s. And the schools measured their success by university acceptance and rather than the workforce preparation. Guidance counselors frequently funneled students toward four-year degrees. And so what happened is it started to marginalize vocational education. Again, I'm sure many of you remember that. I certainly do. And the effects were, so what they had to do, and this was the beginning of it because we brought this up before, where the schools wanted to brag about how many kids they, one, graduated, and then also sent to college. So we started lowering standards so these kids could pass and get accepted to schools. And then not too many years ago, they did away with the ACT and SAT, the qualifications to get into college. And earlier this week, we brought up the fact that, gee, now we have professors in this state begging for this to come back because we're putting kids into situations where they're not prepared. Well, not prepared, not ready, or they really don't want to be there because they didn't have the opportunity to go into the trades. So society has said, well, you have to go to college. You have to go to a two-year. You have to go to a four-year college. And this has led to some problems. And, you know, I'm sure many of you out there know that there is a shortage in many of these, I'll just call them tech industries. So they poured money into making sure, you know, kids graduated and it looked good on the administration in the school districts. But it goes around, comes around, because once again, it goes under the headline of good intentions. Yes, the good intentions, and they can all pat themselves on the back. Yes, I was a principal at our high school, and we graduated 98% of our students, and 91% of them went on to college, but they're dodo birds. But I don't care about that. All right, let's see here. I got something. This is a want. I've got one. Let me see. One, two, three, four. You may have seen or heard about the post, the now famous poster. It is the Water Pirates poster. It's Bruce Gibson, John Hammond, and they're dressed as pirates and so forth. Well, not them personally. That's just the names on it. But there is pirates with money and so forth and so on. If they take, you pay. They call it a fee. It's still a tax. Stop the lie. Stop the theft. Protect private well owners. Water pirates plundering from private well owners by calling a tax a fee. So, anyway, these are nice looking. They're in color. They're not, you know, just a piece of paper. They're something you can probably frame. So I've got four of these. Greg was nice enough to drop them off at the studio yesterday or the day before. So if anybody is interested in having these or one of them, just email me, and I will let you know, and you can come by and pick them up if you are one of the lucky winners. So, anyway, that's Chris. You have seen Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Yes.
Does this look close?
I guess for one of the extras, yes.
Not the guy with the parrot on him, but at least, you know, it's like, so they look like pirates. You would agree.
Pirates in movies, yes.
Okay, yeah. I shouldn't say I've never seen a real pirate. Let's see here.
I've never seen a historical pirate, one that, you know, actually lived in that time period.
Right, me neither. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us this morning here. And let's see here. Reparations, that's still it's being bandied about here in the state of California, around the country. Now, again, this is something you have to keep an eye on, because even though it may be from another area in the state, you just never know, because if this goes statewide, it is our money, because a San Francisco Superior Court judge, he has ruled that a lawsuit challenging the city's race-based reparations fund is premature, and so the objection, stating that the evidence presented was not sufficient to proceed for a review by the judge. Okay, and there is this group, it's the Pacific Legal Foundation. They will move forward. And because there has been a fight, and if you remember this committee that was assembled, I don't know how many years ago now, on the reparations and how much and what to do and so forth and so on. But I think Newsom, at least one time, has come out against that. Now, what some folks are saying, that the United States and the California Constitution forbid this by allocating benefits based on somebody's race. And this is a taxpayer standing challenge. And again, this is potentially could be a lot of money. A lot of money. Now, there has been suggestions, so listen to this, that the city's eligible black residents could get up to $5 million in reparations for alleged historic discrimination and displacement. And again, this was in the the decision passed by the Board of Supervisors. So that's why I say you have to be careful. You go, well, that's up in San Francisco. It doesn't matter. Oh, yes, it does. Now, there are ways other than the taxpayers. There can be private donations and other non-city sources. Now, any taxpayer-funded reparation payouts would require separate legislation. But again, in California, what would that separate be? Well, that would be because the Dems run the state. So, like this. So, anyway, what's interesting is we hear about this, but if you want to stretch this a little bit, how come we don't hear about any Native Americans getting reparations? And they were here, you know, I guess most of us would agree, and as far as history, well before the slaves. So maybe that's next. Maybe that's next, because once the foot is in the door, it doesn't seem to close very well. So those are just a couple of things. Let's see here. Pirate picture, I would like one. Okay, well, we'll see. As again, I'll let you know through the emails if you will be fortunate enough to get one of these, because they are pretty cool. The only thing, and Greg, don't kill me, the only thing I think would have been better, well, no, I shouldn't say better, I'm sorry, because these were donated, he paid for it out of his own pocket and so forth, but it would have been cool maybe even to have the poem somehow on this. I don't know if you'd be able to do that, but anyway, that was pretty good if you remember and you read it. Well, this is good. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How's the connection today?
Well, right now it's good.
Okay. Well, I do. The gentleman that suggested I use speakerphone instead of Bluetooth, that's what I use, a speakerphone. I don't have Bluetooth. My car's not that advanced. But anyway, I was going to say, the Indians got back at us anyway by opening casinos. They went around it the right way, and they did it themselves.
Hold on a second.
They're fleecing us. And we just, you know, we volunteer over there and give them money. Not saying it's a bad thing. I mean, but that's just what they did.
You know that there are places in this state where you can go. Well, I don't know if you need a special card or something, where you can get gas at a pretty discounted rate on that type of property where the tribes are.
No. Oh, well, that's interesting. Didn't know about that.
Yeah, there's one. Well, I know of one because I was at one up north. And, you know, there's all kinds of other things, too, regarding where you could get tobacco at a pretty good, you know, a pretty good price. So it's, there's, you know, again, there's different rules and different laws because this is on tribal land.
Yeah, they have their own laws, their own government, so to speak, so... You know, once you cross over into their property, you're under their law, so to speak.
Yeah, which I'm being somewhat sarcastic here, but considering how much rules and regulations there are throughout the state, they may be better off not wanting more because they're able to do things that many of us can't do.
Well, years ago, I know you're coming up to the clock there, but years ago, I think it was my father-in-law told me that what they would do is the Indians would go into the city, sign up for a car, which the government co-signs for, then they drive it back over onto their reservation and never make a car payment again.
Well, can you blame them?
I mean, if that's, you know, that's... a perk, I guess, you know. As far as reparations are concerned, I was watching, I don't know if it's a congressperson, I sure hope it's not, but she was talking about she was telling basically that black people shouldn't vote again until reparations are paid.
Say that again?
Black people shouldn't vote until reparations are paid. I'll see if I can find the clip and send it to you.
Yeah, what was the reaction to that?
It was, I mean, I mean, I've seen a lot of stupid stuff being said in Congress and Senate, but again, I just caught a little bit of it, so I'm hoping she's not either running or is in a position of power, because anyway.
Okay,
crazy.
Here's a little something on tribal lands. Because the land is owned by the United States, trust lands are generally exempt from state and local property taxes. How about that?
I think I should start my own reservation.
I would have no reservations about that. None whatsoever. So it's pretty good. All right, sir, you're right. We got to go. I thank you for your call.
You bet. Take care.
All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. San Luis Obispo police responded to a call yesterday morning about a suspected domestic violence incident. Police determined the suspect, Jeremy Alt, had assaulted a female victim at a residence on the 300 block of South Street. Officers negotiated for Alt to leave his residence for hours, and he eventually exited the residence, booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, June 12th, for another act at the California Mid-State Fair's concert series. Phil Wickham will perform Sunday, July 19th, in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, with special guest Bodie opening the show. Wickham is a Grammy-nominated worship artist whose songs are performed in churches around the world. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump ordering a new wave of attacks on Iran. Fox's Trey Yink spoke with the president.
The president tells Fox News that 49 Tomahawk missiles were used to hit targets inside of Iran, some of them as close as 40 miles from the Iranian capital of Tehran. The president said that U.S. fighter jets are also operating over the skies of Iran.
CENTCOM says the latest round is now complete. Opening statements in the trial of the man accused of sparking one of the most destructive wildfires in Los Angeles history.
A federal prosecutor telling a jury in Los Angeles, Jonathan Rindernecht was motivated by resentment of the rich when he allegedly set a fire in the Pacific Palisades on New Year's Day of last year. A defense attorney arguing the 30-year-old is no arsonist and tried to stop the fire by calling 911 when he saw it break out.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort.
Alrighty, 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
It was the biggest comeback in NBA Finals history last night. The Knicks erased a 29-point deficit, defeating the Spurs 107-106 in Game 4 in New York to take a 3-1 series lead. San Antonio came out hot, making 11 of its first 16 three-pointers and led by 19 after the first quarter, 27 at the half, and 81-52 early in the third. But the Knicks chipped away while the Spurs went cold, making it a 15-point game going to the fourth, and finally grabbing the lead on a Jalen Brunson floater with 1:22 left. Then OG Anunoby tipped in Brunson's long miss with 1 second left for the winner.
He just told me I need to get on the glass, you know, offensive glass especially. Just use my ability, my size, strength, athleticism to make an impact on the glass, and it happened in the end.
Brunson had a game-high 36 points, Anunoby a career playoff best 33. The previous comeback record was set in 2008 when the Celtics were down 24 before chasing down the Lakers. The Knicks go for the championship clincher in San Antonio on Saturday night. Speaking of comebacks, the Giants trailed the Nationals 9-1 through 7 innings yesterday, then scored 5 times in the 8th and got a 9th inning grand slam from Bryce Eldridge for an 11-10 victory. The 21-year-old rookie is now the youngest player ever to hit a walk-off grand slam, breaking the record set in 1956 by Roberto Clemente. His granny was an inside-the-park job. And World Cup 2026 kicks off today with 2 matches in Mexico. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Lots of sunshine today, but cooler, low 90s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s. We'll do low 90s again on your Friday. As we head to Saturday, we should be in the upper 80s, mid-80s on Sunday, back to the upper 80s on Monday, low 90s Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday, and upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:47 a.m., 8:19 p.m. We are at 60 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Tascadero. And just a jiffy, we'll be back, and I have world-famous pet alert and trivia for you.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with 2 patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, including all the apparel you need to do it right and to look good, too. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. And still a little dark out in some areas, so be careful. A lot of deer out this morning. And I thought Santa Claus was coming to town, man. Well, those are reindeer, but you get what I mean there. Okay. As I look to my left and check it out, there's nothing to report here on the world-famous pet alert, but remember, if you lose one or find one, give us a call. All right, Chris, speaking of animals, you ready?
Ready for the animal-related question.
What is the worst... And there's a couple of answers you can be correct here on this, so there's leeway. What is the worst animal name to call a human being?
The worst animal name to call a human being.
Yep.
Well, I'm just going to default to a simple one, a pig.
Hmm. Let's see here. Well, pig didn't make the top of the list.
Who?
Pig didn't even come in second, third, or let me see, one, two, three, four, five, come in the top five.
Well, these must be some pretty nasty ones then.
Well, they're all within the boundaries of the FCC, so just...
Well, that eliminates one of them.
Well, you could have said, well, never mind.
Okay, we'll
get one more.
A flea or a gnat?
No, that's, you know, no offense, but you're too nice a person, okay?
Okay, so what do we got?
I mean...
Let's hear these insults.
I don't want to have the influence on you that my brother had on me, okay? So here it is. Leech.
Okay, fair enough.
Snake.
All right.
Rat.
Mm-hmm.
Vulture.
Okay.
And weasel.
All right, that one's in my vocabulary.
Okay, so those are, again, the worst animal depends on the vibe you are going for, but leech, snake, and rat are universally considered the harshest. They imply the person is a user, deceitful, or disloyal. So there you go. All right. If you lose one, we already did that. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right. Not a difficult trivia question. It's going to just be a bumbling the way that I go about doing this. Okay. This big time movie. From the late 60s, it was a Western, and let's see here. There were two stars who were not necessarily considered actors or actresses, although one did quite a few movies. The one, it was turned down, one of the roles in this, again, it was a famous movie, because the manager wanted his client to have top billing over the main character. Well, that wasn't going to happen. The female part, the main actor met her at a talent show, and she was a singer. And he recommended her for the part, but the producers decided against it because she had no acting experience. Okay, so... What am I talking about, if you can even figure it out? Because I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. Hi, good morning.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
No, not Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Let's see here. The person that got the part over this person, the male, was a big-time superstar. And the male... who got that part because the manager of the superstar wanted top billing over the main person. And again, that wasn't going to happen. And the other one, she went on to have a pretty darn good career, but she passed away much too young. She didn't get the part in this movie. All right, so here we go. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Rio Bravo.
Now, Rio Bravo was from the late 50s. Late 50s. And let's see, Ricky Nelson and Walter Brennan, and of course the Duke. All right, folks, doesn't look like we're going to make it, so we'll have to let you know when Chris gets done with his update right now, coming up here on Blowtorch.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Pass Robles Concerts in the Park will kick off tonight. Concerts will continue weekly Thursday nights through August 20th, except for July 2nd and the 23rd. Kicking off the 2026 season tonight will be Mini Nova, a Central Coast band performing Latin rock, soul, and jazz music. Central Coast candidate for State Insurance Commissioner Stacey Korsgaden officially announced her concession earlier this week in a Facebook post. As of this morning, she received 1.2 million votes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, the movie was True Grit, starring the Duke, John Wayne, and he recommended Karen Carpenter to play the part that I think Kim, oh, not think, that Kim Darby got. And then Colonel Parker wanted Elvis to have to receive top billing over John Wayne. That wasn't going to happen. So that's Glenn Campbell got that role. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, and a whole lot more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.